Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Notes of catching up on stuff later on today. Just out of nowhere. Well, property taxes are coming due. Income taxes are coming due. I've got a couple other projects that I'm working on and stuff. And literally all the every bill that I have ever had in my life is coming due right now. I told my wife yesterday, I go, we're okay. We got it. But I just went, man, I just pretty much don't care anymore. So it's like if literally if you need to hit me up for money, now's the time, because I just don't care.
You don't care. Listen, we don't know if you don't care, if you've disassociated, if you've just let go of control, but you're ready to give out some money, baby.
It's not going
to
get any worse. It's like, he was really drowning. You're either drowning or you're not. You know what I mean? It is like, so now that's kind of how I feel. It's like, well, fine. What do I care? Yeah. Great.
Well, if we're going to do that check, can I have a cup? No.
Great. What do you need? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just add it on to the tab.
Okay, you know, fine.
Seriously, just fine.
I feel that. No, I feel it.
You know what? I think that's the way, it's kind of the way I feel just about everything today. I just don't care.
I love it. Although,
you know what? I feel really good today. A, we just got to get through today. And then literally spring hits tomorrow. First day of spring is tomorrow.
Wow.
And it's going to feel like it, because we're going to be back in the 70s. It's going to start getting nice. It'll be, this weekend's going to be great. 80s by next week.
Ooh.
It's all good. No, it's all good. Oh, I'm here to spread the good news, Adrian. You know this. That's my role.
Thank you.
My job. I'm here to spread the good news. Great. Everything good with you guys?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we rocking and rolling.
Moving,
just trying to push to that good weather, like you said.
All right.
Yeah. I did leave my family group chat yesterday, but I think it's the healthiest choice I could have made. And so I feel really good.
This is great. I'm broke. You're breaking up with your family. Look at us. Look at us living real life.
This is
awesome.
Bye.
Okay, wait. Why'd you leave the group chat?
Okay, it's actually pretty funny.
Let me set this up. I assume the group chat was formed with a bunch of people that you generally have not been super close with until the last few months.
Yeah.
Because Michaela's stepmom has lung cancer.
Lung cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So cancer doesn't matter. So the family has come together, and now they got a group chat, which Michaela has now just said, "Okay, I'm leaving." Mm-hmm. Why is this?
I'm not a group chat girl to begin with. I don't like it. I'm never going to answer my phone. And I think group chats are overwhelming. So I've been in this group chat with my family, my stepmom's family, for about 2 months. You go, you dump a bunch of information, and then you leave. Like, that's what it was supposed to be.
Sure.
It's literally turned it. Look, emotions are
mom,
high.
Mom ate. They gave her her medicine.
Exactly.
And the doctor's coming tomorrow at 2.
Yes.
Thank you.
And it did do that for about a month. Then emotions got high. Everybody got their medical degrees. And now people are going hard in the group chat. I hate to sound like this girl, too, because it actually annoys me. Not to be all like, whoa.
Oh, it became the internet.
My mental health was like, no, girl, I don't want to fight. I don't know anything. So yesterday, hit the fan. And everybody was fighting. So I said, okay, everyone.
What are they fighting about? Hold up. What are they fighting about? Because of their medical knowledge?
Yes. Yes. Well, I have a family full of doctors that are not doctors. And they, one has this opinion. One thinks it's this. One thinks it's it. So they're all mad at each other.
Great.
So I said, that's it. I'm leaving this group chat. I'll be moving person to person, one-on-one, moving forward. which was pretty mature for me. 10 years ago. I would have engaged.
And also, so you can do this like a sniper. So you just pick them off one at a time.
Exactly.
And every once in a while, if you just got to hit one in the leg so it draws their buddy out so you can get them both,
yes,
then you do that. But generally, it's not a mass murder. It's just simple, surgical.
Exactly.
No pun intended.
Yeah. So last night, I'm out of the group chat. I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling happy. Lisa comes home. She's been out of town for her family funeral.
Your fiance, who's not involved in this.
Exactly. But is in the group chat because we've been together 10 years. She's in it. So she sits down next to me and she goes, hey, I know it's been a little crazy today, but, there's only this sister and this sister and this brother in the group chat. Should I stay in that? And as she says it, she goes, oh, we just lost one. Okay, so in the family chat, it's just me and your brother. Should I leave or should I? She shows me her phone. Yeah. All 12 people have left. She's in the family chat by herself. She's not even in the family. It's not even her family. I said,
exactly.
It's what
perfect.
Do you want me to do? So she just added me back into the chat. Now it's just me, my brother, and her in the family chat. I said, Lisa, get me out of this chat, you idiot.
No, yeah, you don't need to be. You don't need to be in this. It's now, yeah. Once again, you have led the way. Honestly, you can tell they're all like, I'm just waiting for one person to leave this chat. So we can I was in a shoe dress.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, really good news. Did you watch the splashdown yesterday of the astronauts coming back from the space station?
No.
They'd been up there 9 months. They were supposed to be up there like 8 weeks. They were up there for 9 months because their rocket had malfunctioned. There was some back and forth on whether, of course, like everything, it got political for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then they finally went up and they got them and they brought them back yesterday. My wife and I were sitting there watching this thing, the splashdown and the retrieval. And while the space capsule is floating in the water, that like a pod of dolphins came over to check it out. The whole thing's like a Disney movie.
Wait, what?
I'm telling you. And it was, the whole thing was just wild. And my wife was like, how come we don't see these things more often? And I'm like, you know why? Because it became commonplace. We would send people up to the space station. They would come back. Who cares? Mm-hmm. We've seen it a million times. This was like literally like when I was a kid, when they would send people to the moon and they would come back and nobody, and it was a miracle.
Yeah.
And so just yesterday, it was just kind of cool. But then I found myself. It's so 2025. So they hoist this thing out of the water. I'm like, didn't they used to just open the door and people would get out?
Yeah.
It just seemed,
it's a production.
When I was a kid, I seem to remember somebody, like they'd pop the door open and the guy would wave, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
Good God. So the thing lands. That's awesome. It's floating in the water. The boat goes over to it. Great. Somebody goes inside. Fine. It's all good. Okay. Are they going to come out? No. Okay, well, now the dolphins come over. That breaks it up for a little bit. Okay, that's good. Then they float there for a while longer. It's like, what could they possibly be doing? Uh-huh. And then they bring it over to the boat. Okay, then they bring the capsule over to the boat, hoist it out of the water, and stick it on the back of the boat. Okay, good. Are they finally going to get out now? Great. No. No, still sitting there. Somebody else gets into the capsule. Then they're in there. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my God.
And then they like, finally, after like an hour, I flipped away four different times. Finally, they start bringing them out, but they're like in a seated position, which I get because they haven't had any gravity in 9 months. And it's going to take them a while to recover. But the whole thing just felt like it took a really long time. And that's the world that we live in now. You know what I mean?
Where you're also, to your point, just being in space for months and months, and then you finally get to Earth, and they're like, you know what, just give us an hour. It's like when you want to get off the plane, and everyone's taking so long.
Yes.
To get their stupid luggage, and you're like, can you just get off the plane?
That was my thought. I thought, don't they want to get out?
Yeah.
Don't they, like, what possibly could they be sitting in there doing that they couldn't have prepared for in the 16-hour trip from space?
Hello?
What do you not, like, do you have to put your headphones away?
I know.
Mean,
it's like,
literally, you've known. I mean, from the time that the plane lands at Harry Reid and until it taxis to the gate.
Exactly. Unless
I'm hammered. You know, unless
and even then you're still moving and grooving.
Generally. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the ability to get things done and to make things move forward, I have lost that ability. Adrian, would you please be so kind as to hit the just came back. Never mind. Forget I ever said anything. First pick coming up in just a minute. Let's test this out.
First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
There is one bathroom. Sarah, no H, went over to her friend's house over this past weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Sarah goes over to the... Nobody. As Sarah found out, there's a bathroom in her friend's house that is only to be used by one person and one person only. Is this weird? Okay, honestly, it seems like it would be maybe more common, but I've never heard of it. I don't know anybody like this, and I know a few people.
Yeah.
Is it weird? You'll hear the whole story coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the morning.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Sorry, Adrian. Who did you say was on the phone?
We have Jennifer Kaz from Galleria.
All right, then. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hey.
Hey, so do you have any friends that are like this?
I have had friends that are like this, but I myself am not like this.
No. I didn't imagine you were. I love people that have had the experience, though. So Sarah, here's what I'm guessing. That the bathroom in question is what a lot of us would probably call the powder room. You know what I mean? Something that's off the main room that's, you know, near. And that Sarah, through no fault of her own, went to walk into that room, and everybody went, don't do it.
Yeah.
So because she's like, I found out the hard way that my friend's husband's
that's a
German
thing to do. Right. Like, that's normal. If there's a powder room, you walk in like,
Sure. Okay. So in your friend's instance, how far did this go?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the first thing that came to mind is who cleans it? Because if he's a germaphobe, he must have very particular, like, ways to clean it so it's safe. Because in my friend's instance, they would find things. Like, I would clean. It was a roommate situation, and I would clean, and they'd be like, there's one single hair on the ground. And they wouldn't pick it up. They would wake me up or call me from another room to pick up the singular hair on the ground.
Oh, my God.
I think that's on them. Okay, so in that case, well, wow. But were they paralyzed and they just couldn't do it? Or did they just really like the idea that you were doing the cleaning?
No, it was almost indignant. Like, how dare you not see that there is a hair that belongs to you on the ground? Like, what?
That's wild.
I would, honest to God, I would really love to talk to an expert about this. Like an expert. Not that you're not one, Jennifer, because you're awesome. How far does this go? And what causes the... So my question, I guess, was, were they able to eat food that was prepared by other people in your case, yes. Jennifer?
Yes. In my case, see, here's exactly. This is what I thought was fascinating. So if we were like out in public, they would use a public restroom. They would eat at restaurants with their flatware and silverware. It was specific to our house.
Yeah, it's mental.
It's a total OCD thing. Yeah.
Because I could see not being comfortable using the bathroom, but being okay to use the kitchen. Somewhere in my head, it makes sense that, like, it's your body, it's the bathroom, okay, but the kitchen is different. But then to be able to use a public restroom if need be, that's where I'm confused.
Yeah,
this is what I say to you, and it's your brain.
No,
yeah, it's just your brain telling you this is okay, that is not okay.
Right.
Right.
Wow. Well, Jennifer, you earned just about anything you want today, but all I have to offer right now is Chet Buchanan show shirts, and I hope that's good enough. But
that is awesome.
Yeah, and we need to hear from, you were another one that I went, watch for this name, because you are somebody that we need to talk to more often. You're fantastic. You really are.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Have a great day.
You too, hon. Thanks.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
I told you about this yesterday, but our buddy Victor and our friends at Helix Electric are in the national news today, or yesterday, actually. Told you about it. That's all part. It's all coming up on your good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
First, did we talk about Maximo Napa, the Peruvian fisherman that got rescued after being out at sea for over 3 months?
No. Maximo.
I don't really know what the deal was. He'd been gone since December 7th. He was almost 700 miles away from shore. He's 61 years old. He said he was thinking about his mom and his 2-month-old granddaughter, and he wanted to see them both again. And that kept him going. He survived on rainwater, birds that he could catch, turtles, and the occasional cockroach I know. Why not? He had not eaten anything in 2 weeks when they finally found him before a patrol boat out of Ecuador found him last week. Unreal.
That's crazy, Jude. I always feel like I watch those shows Naked and Afraid, and I'm like, I could do that. I could never do that.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to believe I'm mentally strong enough.
Yeah.
But
no,
boy.
Good for you, Maximo. No way.
I've never heard of this before. The very first brown bear to have brain surgery is doing well in recovery. His name is Boki, B-O-K-I, a zoo in England, did the brain surgery back in October after vets found a buildup of fluid. I imagine they probably just put him down. You know what I mean? If it gets then. I don't know what happened to poor Boki, but they found the buildup of fluid right before he went into hibernation. So they had to wait until he woke up to see how he was doing. He obviously slept it off. Literally slept it off. Full recovery. Boki's just fine after being the first bear to get brain surgery.
Yeah, dude, I never heard of that. I would assume they would just put him down, but I love that. Good for you, Boki.
One of the great traditions of Toy Drive, Victor Fuchs and everybody at Helix Electric, the very first toys on the truck, every single year. Victor pays good money for the privilege for us to hold off everybody else so that Helix Electric can start us off in the best way. And I always say it's a shame that it's so early in the morning, and that, you know, like I really want to make a big deal about Victor and everybody at Helix because I love them so much.
Sure.
Here's why. They're making national news right now because there was a cat that had gotten stranded on the side of an overpass. It had crawled down into one of those little, you know, like this, there's the space in there. You know, there's like another ledge down below. They had a little baby kitten got down there and couldn't get out. And people noticed that it was there. And after about 3 weeks, somebody said, "Hey, you got to do something." So this animal rescue group said, "We're on it. Damn it, we can't reach them." So Victor and everybody at Helix Electric said, "Let us bring one of them trucks like what NV Energy uses to put Chet up on and off the scaffolded toy drive." So we got one of them. So they brought out a boom. Honestly, it was Victor's daughter.
I love it.
That talked to Victor and got Victor to send out one of them trucks. And so they sent somebody up in the bucket and they used two nets and got the cat and got him to a vet. He was dehydrated, but he'll be fine. And guess what his name is now? It's not Victor.
Helix.
It's Helix. It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Wednesday, the 19th of March, 2025, 7 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be first day of spring tomorrow. It's going to feel like it, too. One more day of literally it feels like winter. You know what I mean? Because with the wind and it's like they've been saying the wind was going to leave for like 2 days now. And it's like, go already.
I wish it would. I'm sick of it. I hate the wind.
No, finally it is. It'll be nice tomorrow. It's going to be 80 next week. So life is good. We have a lot to look forward to. Oh my God, you guys.
What happened? Go on.
Oh my my God, you guys. For the 177-second survey today. Oh, how funny. I really screwed that up earlier. We gave away Chad Buchanan Show shirts earlier. I was going to give away Snow White movie tickets. So we're going to give Snow White movie tickets away again today on the 177-second survey.
Good.
However, and we never make it to the third. I think today we really should. Today's kind of a rapid fire. So the premise of the 177-second survey is we ask three questions in 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes, and then you win prizes, right?
Right.
We usually never make it. We usually never make it all the way to the third question. We usually get through maybe two if we're lucky. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the buzzer goes at 177 seconds, but I mean, in theory, we were just going to cut everything off and hit the button. But in 2025, there are those who consider that rude and not funny. And I thought it'd be funny just if the buzzer hit. You got, you know, that's it. You hit one of these.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey.
You know what I mean? Right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, I think it's like a radio version of an Irish goodbye. I love it.
You know what I'm saying? And we panic. We're like panic stricken coming down to the buzzer. Okay, let's try it that way today.
Okay, love it. Good.
On top of all of that, okay, so if we were to make it to the third item, in the 100, so we're going to try and solve two TikTok/social media fights that are going on right now.
God,
just get your thoughts on them. It's really quick. My buddy did say, here's one for the show. The greatest when people say that. Mm-hmm. Here's one for the show. Some old guy the other day told me a joke. I don't remember what the joke was, but it was, here's one for your you can use on your show.
All right. Okay, content.
Pal. Okay, pal. Good for you. It was pretty funny. I just don't remember what it was. This literally hits me up and he goes, yeah, I got yelled at the gym. Okay. I figured it was going to be, you know, boring. You didn't wipe down the machine. You didn't put your weights back. You stared too long at a girl who was working out.
Mm-hmm. Got in front of the camera, something like that.
Oh, God. That is the new one.
There's so many roles.
Hello, I'm filming. Well, yeah, that doesn't take precedence. Yeah, all of us. Somehow, the world now has to stop because you're filming. You know, that's... Mm-mm. It's
sorry, Michaela. Sorry, Michaela.
It's none of those. It's none of those things. And I'm mortified. I'm legitimately just the thought of it. I am. My buddy is so far out of line. In my world, he's so far out of line.
Oh my God, what could it be?
I can't even function. He did something at the gym. And I'm like, how is this even a question?
No.
You're lucky. You honestly, I could throw hands. I'm that weirded out bad. I'm not kidding you.
Even right now,
my heart is... Can you see it on my face?
I can hear it in your voice. I don't think I've ever seen you this worked up.
Literally, my neck hurts right now.
Your face is getting kind of red.
So tensed up.
What is happening at this gym?
I have to move on from
text
this.
It to me.
You'll hear at 7:40. Michaela's hometown throwdown, Jaden Patterson, Centennial Hills, the new champ. Let's just go right now. 702-364-9898. You want to take them on? Centennial Hills climbing up the leaderboard. I want to say they moved into the top five. Let me look really quick. Oof. Yeah, Centennial Hills moved into a tie for fourth yesterday with Hendertucky. Got their eighth win overall, thanks to our new champion, Jaden Patterson. Would you like to take him on? We'll put Pitbull tickets up for grabs. 702-364-9898. Call us now while I play you the piano. You know, Michaela, it really is just such a blessing that they let me play the piano at the beginning of that song and do the guitar solo at the end.
No, it's incredible. You really are so multi-talented. Blessings. I don't know if everybody knew that before that song.
Well, again, like I said at the beginning, just bless.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. music, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Don't be jealous.
No, your win's are my win. I would never.
This is what I say to you. A win for one is a win for all.
Yes.
That's right. Just like a win for Jaden Patterson, our champion, is a win for Centennial Hills and everyone that lives in it.
Listen, I've spent so much time in Centennial Hills. I'm obsessed with Centennial Hills now. I feel like I know the whole neighborhood.
I
love it.
I lived there, kitty corner from Arborview High School back in the day. No, I loved it up there.
I love it.
Jaden, what part of Centennial Hills do you live in?
Right now I'm off Ann in 95, but I was
right on
Grand Teton 45.
Mm.
Oh, I like it. Would you say Grand Teton and what?
Torrey Pines.
Very nice. Very nice. I love that. Not too far from my mother-in-law. And then our challenger, Adrian, is whom?
We got Chris Cheatham from North Las Vegas.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Chris Cheatham? How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having
North Las Vegas in a tie for seventh place in the standings, along with Enterprise, Cadence, West Henderson, and Spring Valley with four wins each. Centennial Hills locked in a tie in fourth with Hendertucky with eight wins. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call upon you, because while you believe that you have gotten in first, you may not have. First one to three is the winner, and your quiz master is the one, the only, Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
A tribute was done for this legendary artist, and singers like Tori Kelly sang hit songs like Always Be My Baby and Hero. Ooh. Ooh. What's this singer's name?
Jaden.
Jaden got in first.
Is it David Bowie?
It is not David Bowie. David Bowie did not do a song called Always Be My Baby. Chris, do you have an answer?
The name sounds familiar, but I don't.
I'm going to get on the board for the first time in about a month.
Let's go.
I believe the answer you're looking for is Mariah Carey.
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Okay.
Jaden got nothing. Chris got nothing. Your boy got on the board with one. Amazing.
Let's go, baby. This pop diva is bringing her tour, Cowboy Carter, to Las Vegas. What's her name?
Chris got in first.
Beyonce?
Is it Beyonce? Of course it's Beyonce.
Yeah.
Of course it's Beyonce. Challenger got one. I got one. Champion ain't got nothing.
Chef Giada is worried about still having a home at the hotel that's officially turning into Lisa Vanderpump's hotel in 2026. What is the hotel's current name?
Chris wants to answer.
The Hilton, maybe?
Oh, no, is it? Not the Hilton. Jaden, would you like to answer?
I don't have the answer, no.
I believe the answer you're looking for, I'm about to get to. Am I going to win for the first time in about 6 months? I believe the answer you're looking for is the Cromwell.
That's right, babe.
That makes all the sense in the world that Giada thinks she's going to get booted because it's going to become a Vanderpump thing. And so it's going to be all Vanderpump restaurants and no more. By the way, Giada will find a home.
Oh, for sure. I can't see Lisa Vanderpump kicking her out either. I feel like they'd be pals.
No, but it's off brand. It's out of the brand. I can see this.
Yeah.
I can see this. All right. I've got two. Chris got one. Jaden, you know, he's just looking for it. He's trying to find it.
Yeah. Diving. This singing legend is touring to celebrate the 20th anniversary of his album Get Lifted with songs like All of Me that he famously wrote for his wife Chrissy Teigen. What's his name?
Chris.
Did Jaden get it?
Jaden was first.
What'd you hear? I heard Jaden just by a hair.
John Legend.
Is it John Legend? Yeah, there was a lot of information in that question. She handed that one to you, Jaden. So the champ is on the board. Champ, they're tied at one. Forget about what I got. But if I get one more, I win and nobody gets anything. Oof. Which is kind of great.
Who was the A-list actor who attended NASCAR, best known for his very distinct voice?
Gave the command to drivers start their engines too. You guys better get it, or you're both out of here.
Oh, I heard Jaden.
Yeah. Oh, did Jaden buzz in? I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Jaden.
Was it Frankie Muniz?
He was there, but
you were. That's not who we're looking for. Luckily, I threw in the gave the command to start the engine. No, Chris, do you have an answer?
I don't.
Oy.
Okay, you're both. This is awesome. Game over. The answer is Morgan Freeman. And wow, this hasn't happened in forever. I've got three. Jaden and Chris, you're both out of here.
Oh, boys, I'm sorry.
Man. I'm not. Get out. Hang up the phone. No, seriously, have a great day, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, you guys.
And now, get out. No, you guys suck. Get out. You lose. Good day, sir.
We waited so long to have two gentlemen call, and they both got sent home.
Oh, my God. That hasn't happened in...
I know.
I'm so happy. I don't even know what to do. Honest to God, I don't even know what to accept to tell you guys, okay, we'll have two new challengers tomorrow, and we've got Pitbull tickets for caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898, the Pitbull Vegas After Dark, the residency, Friday, May 9th at Fontainebleau. Congratulations to all of us. Call now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I just saw this story a second ago, and so I'm kind of making my way through it. But we remember how this place turned upside down because when casinos and resort properties started charging for parking.
Oh, yeah.
You know how people lost their minds. Mm-hmm. Over 20 bucks. Lost their minds. It's terrible. No, wait. What?
It is terrible. Yes, locals should have free parking on the strip.
Great. Great. That's fine. Well, nobody's trying to fight you on that. You're trying to send us down the road to a fight when I said, all I simply asked, Adrian, I understand you want to take over the show. I'm not going to let
not
you.
Not at all, brother. I'm just but reacting to your
you're
response.
Trying to steer us down roads to things and whatnot.
Okay, I won't respond.
That's good. Don't fight like a child. I'm not going to respond. Stop.
You said it's only 20
buddy,
bucks, and
buddy,
I'm like, that's a
just
big
listen
deal.
To me. You're not listening to me, though. You're not listening to me. I said, remember when everybody went crazy over it. That's all I said. I didn't say, is it a good idea whether you should? I didn't
Fair
say
enough.
Whether I said, maybe hear the whole story first.
For sure. Gotcha.
Or I could just go, oh, I'm not going to tell the story now and walk out of the room. That's not the way to do that either. You might be interested to hear that a single parking spot in Boston, Massachusetts, after everybody went crazy, not everybody, but a lot of people went crazy. I'm assuming Adrian was one of them now, based on the response moments ago. I'm guessing maybe he was one of the, in fact, yeah, I even just brought it up. A parking spot, one of them, single, not a parking garage, not a building or any of that. Single parking spot in Boston just hit the market for $750,000. $750,000. It's apparently a parking garage in Beacon Hill around the corner from Boston Common, right by the famous Cheers Bar. For context, the average house in America costs $419,000. This is nearly double that for a parking space.
It's so crazy to think that, but I will tell you, when I lived in LA, we didn't have parking. So you'd have to find it late at night. And I was so scared. I'd have to park blocks away sometimes. I would have paid up to maybe a couple good $100. I wouldn't pay $750,000, but no. I do understand the appeal of having a close parking spot because it's crazy.
What's also, it's wild to me that the average house in this nation costs over $419,000. That's another conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If the $750,000 for a parking spot sounds like a lot, it's even more than that, because now on top of it, so you get $750 is just for the right to the spot. You got to pay $400 a month in fees to the garage.
Nuts.
And there's property taxes on it that are nearly $300 a month.
Mm-mm. No, you can never afford that. It sounds insane. But I understand a lot. Don't you remember even in San Francisco, people were parking on the street, getting their windows banged in? I mean, it happens forever. But you would pay a lot for the safety of your car and yourself. I kind of don't.
If it was safe, I would assume it was safe.
Yeah, right.
I would assume this is that.
It better be for that much money.
Apparently there's at least one buyer already in the loop on this thing. The owner has accepted an offer, but it's not finalized. They list as contingent. There's a site that says the same spot sold in 2023 for $500,000. So it's already gone up another $250,000. So that's that much profit, $250,000 profit
in two years
for a parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
We screamed about $20.
Yeah. Which,
great. Either or. But that's wild to me. Would you like to go see The Weeknd at Allegiant Stadium on Friday, July 4th? We've got tickets for that second show. We've got a chance for you to maybe get your seats upgraded. And we've got a 177-second survey that I'm not kidding you. A buddy of mine asked a question. He says, I got yelled at the gym. And the idea of this freaks me out. For the record, Adrian, again, I think this is going to be one of those. You're not going to care. You're just going to go, no big deal. No big deal. It's fine.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. We'll see.
It may be that situation where you're just like, I don't see what the problem is here. It freaks me out. We'll get into it.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Who's taking our 177-second survey today?
It'll be Elizabeth Bustamante from Kyle Canyon.
She's hot these days. You can't stop. If Elizabeth Bustamante wants to get through, she's getting through. Now, it helps that all of you who are listening right now, you should feel really great that you're part of such an exclusive club where there's literally only 13 people that listen to this show.
Welcome.
We love Not you guys.
Through no fault of our own. No, and that's great. No, and the 13 of you are extraordinarily passionate.
Yes.
But... It's just not big numbers. So when Elizabeth wants to get through, even making her way down from Mount Charleston, it's all good. Did you get snow? By the way, did you get snow up there these last few days?
We got one day. I was at work though, so my husband was at home with the kids, and they were outside playing in it.
That's
so
awesome.
Fun.
Where are you from?
Ohio.
Oh, so you and did you and you grew up in snow?
I did. My husband, he's from Arizona though, so he didn't really grow up with it, but I did.
Yeah.
So what made you guys decide to go up the mountain?
To get away from everything.
We were
in Providence, and then we outgrew our house, so we got further away.
God, good for you.
It's really busy up here.
It has become that, you know, that's funny. I was discussing with a friend of mine that in a lot of other places there there are areas where if you're willing to make the drive and you're willing to spend the money, you can kind of get out there and get a little space on your own. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot of that in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of space, but the houses are bigger. But it's only about a 20-25 minute drive anywhere we need to go. So
don't let people know that. Don't tell the others. I'm not driving an hour. Don't let them. Just let them continue to think
very
that
little was secret.
Good. Just don't. Yeah, don't tell them. Do you, speaking of your husband, the Arizona native, yes, do you and your husband share the same political beliefs?
We didn't at first, but we do now.
Yeah. Oh, how interesting. God, I wish I could ask more. But I don't want to. I don't want to put
members that do not, and they are married.
How do they navigate it?
They don't talk about it. And I don't know how that they don't do it.
I know. I feel like that too. I don't know how you would get through a day or life without it. But good.
The big argument, we use like the pods, so this isn't a thing for us. Do you use liquid laundry soap, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay. When you do your laundry, do you toss the cap in or do you just dump in the soap? Do you toss the cap in?
If I'm using the cap, I throw the cap in. If I'm not using the cap and I just throw the detergent in, then no, I don't.
Are you familiar with this fight, Michaela? This thing, it blew up on my algorithm.
Not at all.
The big fight of whether you're cap in or cap out, because, and it actually says it on the lid of your laundry detergent. Most of them it does.
Mm-hmm.
And it says either rinse out your cap, which nobody does, or toss it into the wash.
No way.
And so this guy just moved in with this girl and apparently he tossed the cap in and she goes, "You're going to ruin the cap." And he was like, "No, it says it right here on the thing." And she goes, "Well, you're not supposed to do that." And he's like, "Well, I know you're not throwing it in the dryer because that would be bad."
That's so funny. Of all the years I've done laundry, I've never thrown the cap in. I feel the same way. Like, it's going to melt.
Never thought of it. Never thought of it. All right. Are you ready for this third one?
I'm ready. Let's go.
My buddy Matt was at the gym. He didn't know what time it was. So he just looked over. Some girl had her phone sitting on the bench. He reached over, tapped on her phone screen so that he could see what time it was.
Oh my God.
That's how I feel. She lost her mind. He said, "I was just checking the time." She's like, "I don't care.
Yeah, girl.
Don't touch my phone." And he's trying to I knew it. Am I reading your face right, Adrian? Do you not feel this is a big deal?
That's kind of disrespectful. That's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. No matter how you look at it, that's crazy.
Are you just saying that because we all yelled?
No, that's touching someone's. That's crazy.
Okay.
No,
that's because the look on your face.
Like you said, he should be getting punched. You don't do that.
I might have thrown a punch.
I definitely would have. I would have flicked his little hand off.
Depending on how much pre-workout I'd taken that day, I might have just gone straight to throwing hands.
Yeah, Matt's wrong, baby.
Tap on my phone.
Also, every gym has the clocks up on the wall.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I said. I go, what somebody's garage or basement are you working? Because this ain't EOS, because they got clocks. They can afford clocks. He goes, "I didn't see a clock." I go, "How long have you been going to this gym?" "I've been going there for a while." "You don't know where the clock is."
Matt, get it together.
That's basically what I said too. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're all in agreement then.
Yes.
The thought of it, the thought of me, and I'm not a germaphobe. I'm not that guy. But the thought of me, I know what my screen looks like just from me touching it. The thought of me reaching over to somebody else's phone and tapping on it, it's not so much the germy part of it, but just of me violating their space.
Literally. That way. I feel like I've trained my life, my whole life, for like a quick karate chop if anyone gets in my close vicinity. And if you tried to like touch my phone, I would naturally be like, get away from me.
Crush their windpipe.
Yeah. So try it, Matt. And
are you hitting them in the junk?
Wherever I can get them.
What are you going to stand on so you can reach up to somebody's windpipe? That's what I'm going to do.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I need to turn the mics back on. We love Bustamante. She's the best. She's the best. And going to... Oh, are you still there? That's awesome. We love you, dude. Have fun at the weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have fun, Mama.
Have a good day. Say hi to your husband.
Thank you.
Who we've never met, but we love. All right, great. Coming up next. Oh, no, where's she gone? Did we give away the weekend? So wait, I've got this all screwed around. I'm not paying attention. I'm not even paying attention to my own sheet today. So what we have not given away yet is tickets to Disney's Snow White, the magical movie event. Can I tell you? I scheduled this out very meticulously early this morning. I've not followed my own schedule throughout the day. I've just been giving out prizes at will. I'm seeing things on the sheet, but I'm seeing them in the wrong place.
Yeah, you made the schedule and you can change it whenever you want.
You ever get dyslexic with your own writing? No. In my case, I'm doing it with my own typing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just putting things in different spots and just moving them around in my own brain. And I'm not even sure why, but I am.
Well,
hopefully this is working out for everybody. So Elizabeth got the weekend tickets. Does she already have those? Is she even eligible to win those?
I will verify here in the
moment. We'll find out soon enough.
What a tease.
Sorry, guys. I'll try to pull it together and we'll do passes to Disney Snow White, the magical movie event, only in theaters this Friday. You're going to go for free. Margot down by the M. God, this show is dramatic today. Margot down by the M. Her work bestie drinks during the day.
Mm-mm.
Before work and during work. She doesn't think it's a big deal. And honestly, she doesn't. Well, let me say this, Michaela. I know this is going to sound weird. Let me tell you this, my friend.
Please.
My good friend. One would say potentially even one of my best friends.
Go on.
Michaela. As crazy as I know you're going to think both of us are, I'm not so sure she does have a reasonably good point.
Stop right now.
I know.
Chet Buchanan.
I know.
Oh, can't wait to hear this.
Now, would I accept that from you? You don't drink, so it's not a thing. But you know,
if I heard
you were stopping off at the therapist's and having a ketamine shot so you can make it through the show, yeah, I'd probably have an objection. If I heard Adrian was blazing, I don't know if Adrian smokes weed, but if I heard that Adrian was blazing up at the parking lot before the show,
might have a problem.
Actually, I don't know that I'd have a problem with it. I'd just go, well, that explains stuff sometimes. If you found out that I was drinking before the show, you'd go, now I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Like, what's up, babe?
Now I understand. It's probably not the best choice.
Uh-huh.
Now I understand his weirdness.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty lenient, but I don't know about this one.
Too. Whatever you got to do to make it happen. I'm worried. Yeah. I'm more into, you know, listen. I'm a big believer in there's no pictures on the scorecard. So I don't necessarily care how it gets done. I just want it done. You know, that's me. I believe in performance.
And a lot of people, I think, did have a couple of sips of alcohol during the pandemic when everyone was working from home. And I can't say that the work lacked then. So I really have to think about this.
Okay, good.
Have
we already solved our problem? Because see, I think we're halfway home.
Maybe.
Relationship. Look at all the work we're getting done up front.
Yes.
Look at all the preparation we're doing. All right, we'll get into the actual relationship. Oh my God, we're so late. We'll do it next. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Oh, Margot down by the M writes, My work bestie just confided to me that she drinks a shot in the morning before she comes to work. Oof. How many people just went, oh God, I wish. We go to lunch quite a bit. Sometimes she has a cocktail, but apparently she has what she calls, I love this, what she calls in quotes, a smoother to get through the afternoon. Every day mm-hmm. at the end of lunch. So she has shot in the morning before work.
And then a smoother.
Has a little smoother in the afternoon at lunch.
Creative way to say that.
Margot's friend does not think it's a big deal. Here's where I can't, like everybody else. I was like, oh God, no. Oh God, no, you can't.
Yeah.
Now it used to be a thing on this show that right about 9 o'clock, maybe 10 on Friday mornings, we'd pour a little whiskey in the coffee cups and we might head around the office offering it to our friends.
Yeah.
We may have done that for a while before we were told to knock it off. Fun haters. Mm-hmm. We were troublemakers for a minute. Rarely did anyone take us up on it, by the way.
Yeah.
But it was fun and it kind of set the tone for Friday. For
the weekend tone.
So Margot's friend doesn't think this is a big deal. Obviously she doesn't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
She does it every day. She's not worried about it. She says, what about the people that are on Xanax or whatever there? She says, what about the people? Hang on. She doesn't think it's a big deal and talks about how people are on Xanax. What's the other one? Not Ritalin. What's the other one that smooths
Adderall.
People out? Adderall. What's the other one that smooths people out?
Depression medication.
The different ones.
Yeah, there's like medication for anxiety and depression and things.
You know what I'm talking about. But she goes, so people are doing that. And she goes, and people are puffing on vape pens with God knows what's in those. As she's making her case.
Yeah.
Our company, so Margot says, our company doesn't drug test. Zoloft, Lexapro. Sorry, I just looked up depression meds.
Oh, sure.
Because I was trying to, it was bothering me that I couldn't think of what it was. Medications. Zoloft, Lexapro. There's another one that I can't. But you get where I'm going with this.
Yeah, so she's saying if people can medicate, then she should be able to also with alcohol.
Then why can't she medicate?
Right.
But our company doesn't drug test. And her work doesn't seem to suffer, but she runs her mouth about it enough that it's not really a secret anymore either. Mm-hmm. Is there a problem here? I hate to say it because you know I'm a rule follower, you know, but for the third time, God, today's only Wednesday. For the third time, I'm going to lean in the wrong direction. I'm going to say no. And I know you guys are going to give me a beat. And not just you guys. I mean, not you, just you guys in the room, but everybody on the phone.
Mm-hmm, our callers.
For the third time this week, I'm going to lean in the other direction. And I know I'm probably going to take a beating for it and probably going to end up having to change my mind.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what our listeners say. I don't know yet. I don't know.
Is there, if the work, what am I doing? Is it wrong? Yes. Is there a problem? No. What say you? Hey. Is there a problem? 702-364-9898. And then at what point? Okay, then if the next question becomes, when does there become a problem? I think I have an answer for that too. But okay. let's hear from you right now. Disney Snow White, the magical movie event, opens only in theaters this Friday. Pair of passes for you to see it free. Let's go.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Help me out with this. Rebecca or Jenny? What are we doing?
We got Rebecca Miller.
Which way are we going? Okay, Rebecca. Hi. Rebecca, what part of town are you in?
Best in the West.
I love that.
From where?
Best of the West.
Oh, Best of the West. My brain was ready for Boca Park, and I knew that was wrong. And I can, you said Best of the West, and my brain went, what? Mm. Awesome. So, Margo, who lives down by the M, her work bestie has a shot in the morning before she comes to work, and apparently she has what she calls a smoother in the afternoon, which I only assume is another cocktail. Is another shot. Mm-hmm. That's what it, right, Michaela? Yes.
I don't know. I could see it as a martini also.
Whatever,
I don't know.
But it's another drink. Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course, an alcoholic drink. Yeah, for sure.
So Margo doesn't find it to be a big deal. And she's like, people are on Xanax and nobody has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or puffing on vape pens with, oh, God only knows what's in those.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Points are being made for sure.
So what's the difference, Rebecca? I'll ask you about that. What company doesn't drug test, work doesn't seem to suffer. What's the difference?
Okay. So I feel like she's not kicking back 5, 6, 7, 8 shots before work or during lunch. Like, if work isn't suffering, you're not hurting anybody else. Like, I feel like it's not like a big deal. But guess what? Don't be outing yourself. Like, stop talking about it. Like, just be quiet.
Rebecca, amen. That's my thing. That's where Margo's like, well, she's running her mouth about it enough. It's not really a secret anymore in the office either. Just shut up. Just sneaky, you know, do it. Mm-hmm. And stop it. Everybody doesn't need to know everything.
Right.
All right, great. Let's get you. Wait, what did we decide? Snow White. Disney Snow White. Magical movie of every man. Adrian's like, no.
No, we're good.
It.
Yes.
He's like, we don't have whatever it is that you're about to do. Don't do it. Because I've been, Rebecca, mixing up the prizes all morning long, and I'm not sure what my deal is. Maybe, and I can promise you, I have not been drinking, nor am I on
Xanax
today, or Xanax, or whatever. Or nor do I have anything in my vape pen. Maybe I should. I don't know. All right. We'll put you on hold. Jenny, are you backing us up?
Jenny hung up, unfortunately. Yeah,
I know you're giving me, okay. So, great. So Michaela, is there a problem?
Honestly, I think there is, dude. I do. And I feel like I'm trying not to judge and be open-minded because points are made with the vape.
No, judge. That's the point of this whole thing. And that's the point of this exercise. Judge if needed.
I know, but I'm not really a judgmental kind of gal, so I'd have to change my psyche. But I feel like there is a problem.
Then give me somebody in here who will be judgmental. I need somebody. Give me somebody judging. Just, you know what? Take the rest of the day. Yeah, get the rest of the day off. We'll bring in a sub. It's good.
Yeah, I hear that. No, my answer is still going to be, I think there might be a little problem.
Sure.
I feel like if you need a shot and a smoother, maybe there's some things. You should maybe see a therapist. I used to have this teacher growing up. I would never say her name. But I used to go ask her for like questions or sharpen my pencil, could smell a little alcohol in her breath. And I was pretty young. And I will never forget that. I don't know why it's like imprinted
third
in my brain.
Third grade?
Sixth grade.
Everybody's going, okay. They're looking, there's 30 people right
if
now.
If you went to school with me, you would know 100%.
Okay. I was like, don't say the name of the school.
I would never.
Sixth grade at Garside or whatever. We're totally getting sued. No, that's funny.
I feel like it might just be a problem.
I stand by it's wrong. It's a million kinds of wrong, probably.
Yeah.
But if her work's not suffering, I'm with Rebecca on this. Just shut up about it.
Yeah.
Adrian, thoughts?
Ultimately, that's what it is, what you just said, that, yeah, she can do it. It's not against the rules, but please be quiet about it. But it is seems like the slippery slope. The door's open a little bit for that.
It's a little sus. You're taking a shot in the morning.
I got to do it every day.
I imagine it's against the rules. You know what I mean? I imagine it's against
the rules. I'm saying the before work. Like, we can't control what any of us does before we get here. So if that's what she wants to do, it's just to make it a routine and something that you need. That's like a slippery slope thing that isn't against the rules because you can't control that because you're not clocked in.
Sure.
I'm judging, but it's okay.
Something. I'm sure there's something. If they found out, I'm sure there's something that says you can't. I'm not familiar with everybody's rules and bylaws, but I'm sure there's something that says if you come to work impaired, you know, and you can't go, well, that happened when I was off the clock. Well, yeah, but you're on the clock now and you're still.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's a loophole like that.
Yeah.
And good God, knowing our lawyers, are you kidding? There's no loophole with our lawyers in this company.
And yeah, I mean, listen, you can make the argument too that people have come to work hungover, drank so late into the night, they went into the morning still with alcohol in their system.
Amen.
But
and then I think it's your boss's job to send you home. Let me ask you this. How do you explain? So let's go with the yeah, this is wrong. Michaela says it's wrong, that it's a problem. How do you explain the people that are taking, you know, again, Prozac, Zoloft, what was the other one?
Yeah, totally.
Xanax to cope.
I feel like that's such a slippery slope. I feel like, though, in order to take the medication, if you're doing it properly, you've gone to see a psychiatrist or a therapist. You've been given an amount that's good for your body that doesn't hinder your driving. So
can I cut this show a little bit short because we're running late? So the difference is if it's prescribed?
No, the difference is just that there's obviously an issue. We're aware of the issue. It's the right amount for your body. And look, I think we have a pill problem here too.
But again, it's prescribed, you're saying.
I think it's just been acknowledged that it's a problem. There's a problem.
And like my boy just, and you would like to remain nameless, and he will. He goes, yeah, I'm just waiting to get caught. He goes, I am the parking lot guy that you spoke of, and I'm waiting to get caught so I can tell them it's medical. That's not funny. That's hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
9 o'clock, middle of the week, Wednesday morning, Chet Buchanan Show. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Michaela, when was the last time you ate a Big Mac? This is not any sort of commentary on McDonald's. I love McDonald's.
I love McDonald's.
It hurts my heart. It hurts my heart that business, you know, they're fighting hard for it. But what a lot of people don't understand too is it's franchisees. It's all franchisees.
Oh, true.
Regular businessmen and women in this community that kind of have to follow along with what the company does. And so it's hard. It's really hard. Hard business.
I will say that I go probably once a week through McDonald's to get a small fry and a Diet Dr. Pepper because I love their fountain sodas. A Big Mac, though, I don't know, maybe last year I used to love Big Macs.
Couldn't tell you the last time I've had a Big Mac. I'll swing through for a spicy McChicken
and a
double cheeseburger. And guess what? If they're selling the second one for a buck, and they're always selling a second one for a buck, then I'm buying a second one and I'm eating it. Mm-hmm. And a large fry. And I'm so, man, I like to believe I'm a fairly humble person. I try to be a humble person. I do. I try. You've never seen me more humble than when I'm at window one, maybe in front of the speaker, but when I'm asking for my large fry, please, if you have hot fries.
Oh, to make them fresh.
I'll pay you extra. Seriously, I'll give you money on the side. What do I have to do?
I know.
just I'll do a lot of disgusting things for hot fries.
Please just make them fresh.
Okay, but you know what? Neither you nor I, with our love and affection for the Golden Arches, can even come close to Don Gorski. Don, you may have heard of. I've been doing a variation of this story for a long time. 71-year-old Don Gorski of Wisconsin just hit another milestone. You may remember him, the Big Mac guy. He's even trademarked it, I believe. I believe the last we talked about this, I believe he had gotten it trademarked. He is the Big Mac guy. He had his first Big Mac back in 1972. He loved it so much that he ate two more right on the spot.
Way to go, Don.
He went back the next day. He loved the Big Mac so much. He went back the next day. He'd eaten three the day before. He ate six more on the second
day. Dang, those are big too.
Nine Big Macs in 2 days. Don has never stopped. Don has eaten two Big Macs a day for 53 years.
Listen, who says it's not good for you?
So we last talked about this 3 years ago when he hit the 50-year milestone. He now has hit another milestone back on Saturday when he ate his 35,000th Big Mac. He did it at the same McDonald's in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, where he bought his very first one. The fans were there. He's got fans.
The media
was there. Our buddies Dwyer and Michaels, who are Midwest radio legends, made the trip from Quad Cities, Iowa, to Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, to cover it, which I thought was great.
Important.
He handed out commemorative buttons. He handed out coupons. The local franchisee gave him coupons to give to people for a free Big Mac value meal. Don credits this whole thing to, yeah, he loves the Big Mac. He also is very open about having OCD. And he says that's why he's obsessed.
Yeah. That's funny.
He loves them, but he's got to have them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Good luck.
He also claims that they make up about 90% of his diet, and he walks 6 miles a day. This man lives in the Midwest. He walks 6 miles away, rain or shine, to make up for it. He's earned a Guinness World Record back in 1999 after he ate his 15,000th Big Mac, and he takes this record very seriously. Here's where the OCD also makes this even better. He claims that he has saved every single receipt and every single Big Mac container. Which they've changed because he's got the OCD. He actually had to dial it back last week to make sure that he hit 35,000 on the nose at the celebration, right? So he couldn't have there were a couple of days. Well, I'm sorry. In the 3 days leading up to it, he had only one Big Mac a day, which he said was very hard for him.
Yeah, I can imagine after 50 years. Well, good for you, Don. Make us love McDonald's again.
Yeah, congratulations to Don Gorski. Congratulations to McDonald's. Congratulations to Don's cardiologist. and good for us.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, you want to play a little game, Mika, of good idea, not good idea?
Do it.
This is interesting to me. It's not fair, and it's completely un-American. Or is it? I don't know. This guy in Switzerland was tailgating, right? Mm-hmm. And it was kind of dangerous because they were going super fast. I'll give you all the particulars in a minute. But he got a ticket for the tailgating while they were going really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And the ticket was for $110,000.
Oh my okay? God.
$110,000 for tailgating. And you must think, well, God, how fast were they going? And my God, how close was it? How close was he? Was he drafting? Was he drafting like Kyle Busch? Was he right on his bumper?
Mm-hmm.
No. Reports say that the guy was driving about 40 feet behind the other vehicle. There's no specific definition for tailgating in Switzerland, mm-hmm. but the officer said that the offender appeared to be stuck to the other car. You know, he's following him and he's going, you know, same speed, same, you change lanes, I change lanes. So maybe he was drafting
yeah.
a little bit. 40 feet back, you're not doing a very good job of it. But the officer felt it was reckless. Now, the $110,000, this is where good idea, not good idea, was not juiced up based on the recklessness or the danger, if you will, because mm-hmm. he was, you know, 40 feet back. It's still not good, and we'll get to that in a minute. But in Switzerland, the fines are based by how much taxable income you have.
Oh, that sucks.
So that you don't just go, well, you know, screw this. I'm going to do what I want because I can afford the $200. Right. It's nothing to me because I'm a big baller.
Yeah.
They know. So it was $110,000
because no
this guy
way.
Was rich.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah. And apparently this guy was a millionaire lawyer. It happened a few months ago. The guy's been fighting it out in court. Good news, bad news. The ticket was upheld, but they suspended the fine. So he doesn't have to pay it as long as he doesn't get another, you know, he doesn't commit another offense for sure. the next 2 years. However, it took him about $14,000, maybe $15,000 fighting the case in court. So he is on the hook for court fees. On top of it.
Oh, man, that sucks.
So, by the way, they were going 74 miles an hour. He was 40 feet behind. So there's a 3 second rule. You should be able to count to three before passing something that the car in front of you passes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going 74 miles an hour, that should take you 109 feet. So 40 feet was way too close. You know yeah. what I mean? And mm-hmm. because he's rich, the $110,000. Good idea, not good idea, so that the rich bajillionaire lawyer feels it the same way the little guy does.
I don't know, man. Good idea, I guess, because we're talking about it, and I'll think quickly when I start speeding on the freeway today.
I believe your answer is probably based on how much money you make, because if you don't make a lot of money, you're like, yeah, stick it to that guy.
Uh-huh.
And people, you know, and right now Tom Brady is listening to the show and he's like, or Mark Davis or some of the rich guy with the Raiders. And they're like, no, I have to take the 215 every day. Have you seen how we drive on that thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I swear to you, this has already been the longest week ever. Even though it's spring break. Spring break, this shouldn't be. I'm telling you, it's the whole St. Patrick's Day thing messed me up.
Threw you off.
It did. No, the extra activity on Sunday was, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, though, we talk about morning routines, and I'm so off mine, too. I feel like the week could go on and on and on.
Yeah, I was talking about that yesterday. There's just something that I normally do every day, and it's not available to me. And I think that bothers me more than anything else. It's just that it's not available to me, and I want it.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say it, because I don't want to disparage, because I want them to come back to me. Anyway, more you know before we go. Earlier this week also, remember we were talking about the most commonly used letter in the English language is?
E.
Do you know what the most popular color worldwide is?
Purple.
Blue.
Okay, not too bad.
Followed by green.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, do you know that there are only two common words in the English language, words that we use normally. There's only two words in the English language that end in G-R-Y. Do you know what they are? Boy, you're these most days.
Hungry?
And?
Angry!
She's really not angry, but she's often hungry. It's true.
All the time.
It's true. She's not very often angry, but she is often hungry. Really well done. Very proud of you. It's illegal to only own one guinea pig if you're in Switzerland. Guinea pigs get super lonely if they're alone. So the law, they will come to your door and kick it down. If you only own one, you have to own at least two guinea pigs in Switzerland. And with that, we will leave you. We will go about our business. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social. You guys, listen, can I tell you? It's wonderful. Right about 10 o'clock every morning, I get notifications. Hey, people are following you on Instagram. And it's like, did I put a picture of my booty up there? No.
Listen, compliments to you. You don't have to. They still want to follow you.
That's right.
Congratulations.
God, imagine if I did. Imagine if I showed my boobs.
I know.
How?
Come on.
I got to consider it. But follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian.
Well, good sir, you can follow me Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, plus a lot of new content on Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Go find that on YouTube and that free Odyssey app.
And one more time, ladies and gentlemen, here's Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody have an amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.